Mama always said, don't play with your food. Why? You respond, because, and that's it. But why not? The subject of food has always played a central role in the art-making process. This has been the case for artists across cultures spanning all of recorded human history. Why might it be that artists have been so consistently infatuated with food? Could it be that what we eat helps to define our collective humanity? The fact that we cook or even prepare our food separates us from all other creatures on this planet. That makes us pretty special in my book. But when did art transition from being the subject to becoming the medium? Like wood, metals, and plastic, food is something that can take into the workshop to experiment and design with. Designers create clothes, furniture, cars, and all kinds of useful items. So why not food? Food designers work on things to eat, giving them a certain style and function. They not only make sure that the food and drink fill our stomachs, but also that the eating process is practical and appeals to all the senses, including sight. Food design takes a look at the secret chambers of a major manufacturer of food, where designers and scientists are defining your favorite mouthful of tomorrow. It shows how form, color, smell, consistency, the sound made during eating, manufacturing techniques, history, and stories are all aspects of food and eating that both influence food design and are created by it. Such artists like Wolfgang Lipp and Carl Warner are beautiful examples of artists that exercise food as the medium in very different but extravagant ways. Lipp's work is challenging to classify. It may be grouped with land art or process art, and he shows influences of minimalism. Informed by the purity and simplicity of Eastern philosophies, he employs natural materials, most notably milk, pollen, beeswax, rice, and marble. His works are more complex than being just about nature and the natural world. They involve ritual, repetition, process, and a demand for contemplation. He makes extensive use of rice and beeswax, sometimes intermixing with his use of pollen. The artist routinely places piles of rice in rows and columns within a gallery space. A recent installation, Unlimited Ocean, for the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, consisted of more than 30,000 piles of rice and pollen, one of his largest installations to date. Carl Warner uses food as a medium. At first glance, these images look like painted landscapes, including towering hills, mad seas, and stormy weather in the background. However, if you look a little more closely, you will see that the sea and storms were made of cabbage. In other photos, trees are broccoli and the hills are baked potatoes. These aren't paintings, but true photos. Also, everything you can see in the photograph is made of real food. Pictures were photographed by Carl Warner, a photographer who works in London and who makes specialty of these food landscapes, or how I like to call them, foodscapes. In recent years, he has been commissioned by many advertising agencies throughout Europe to produce his distinctive image for clients in the food industry. Each scene is photographed in layers, from foreground to background. The process is very time-consuming, and so the food quickly wilts under the lights. We have only recently opened up a door to food design. There is so much more that can and will be done.